Welcome. Kia ora. Happy New Year. I'm Dr. Debbie Early, founder of the Art of Awareness Studio, located at Blue Water Lodge on the Queen Charlotte Track in the northern part of the South Island in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Today I'm going to be talking a little bit about the virtual workshops and retreats that the Art of Awareness has offered in the past and will offer in the future. So obviously it's wonderful to be able to go to an in-person retreat, and I do offer those for solo women walkers walking on the Queen Charlotte Track. And these retreats include aspects of walking and writing for well-being. But not everybody is able to just drop everything and go to an in-person retreat. And so in the past, I have offered virtual gatherings. Mainly these started during the pandemic as a way to offer community support. And I've also offered these for individuals as well. So moving forward, I'm going to be offering additional retreats virtually over longer periods of time. And I thought today I'd talk a little bit about how to prepare for those retreats with regards to both setting an intention and preparing your space. So obviously, if you're not going to a retreat in person, you need to consider where actually you will be when you attend the retreat. And there are a number of different resources out available on the web and at bookstores on preparing for your solo retreat at home. But the retreats that I'll predominantly be offering virtually through the studio will be community orientated ones. So gathering together in a group to support each other. But you do obviously still need to think about the space that you'll be in. And if this is a space that others frequent, it would be important to notify them that you're going to be using that space so that you can be uninterrupted for the duration of your retreat. If you need to put a note on the door, that also might be something to consider, as well as talking to those who might use the space as a thoroughfare on a regular basis. And try not to use a space that you would normally use for work or one where you frequently feel stressed. Try and use a space that is calming for you and where you can really focus on the self-care that you need. We're in the middle of January and people are starting to go back to work after the holiday period, which can be a very busy and stressful period for many. We also eat different foods during that period, perhaps change our exercise routine or engage in different relationships that can be uplifting or can be challenging. And so I thought this was a good time to talk about how to prepare for those virtual retreats and to provide some self-care as you move away from the holiday period and start looking towards the rest of the year, what your goals and aspirations are, what your intentions are for the year, and how you will incorporate self-care throughout the year, starting with now. As you approach the retreat, the other thing to consider is allowing yourself sufficient time at the beginning, before you attend the virtual retreat, and also after the virtual retreat. Allow a space for transition. So don't rush to join the call having had a busy and stressful morning, and don't leave the call with something scheduled for immediately after the call finishes. Allow a time that's slower at both these points where you can prepare to attend and join in the retreat, and at the end where you can slowly transition out of it and integrate aspects of what you've learned. You may wish to set a specific intention for your retreat if you are undergoing a solo retreat. If you're attending a guided retreat, it's more likely that several different retreat options will be integrated into the actual experience for you to consider and to include. Also, bring anything that you might need. A virtual retreat is obviously different in that we don't want to sit on a computer for too long, but still make sure that you're comfortable. If you need any pillows, blankets, change of ventilation, depending on whatever weather, environment or season you're in. Make sure that you prepare for those. When there are breaks, make sure that you have handy refreshments and beverages, so water and snacks, so that you stay hydrated and nourished. And if it is a longer retreat and you need to have your lunch available, it's an idea to find out whether that's going to be required and to make your lunch beforehand and bring it with you. And then finally, consider if you'll need additional items such as a journal and pen, maybe a set of colouring pencils depending on what's involved, paper. Other things might be a mat, bolster. And often the retreat will include what those requirements are, and if it's not included, then do ask if you have any questions. So I'm hoping that this will be an opportunity for you to access affordable and easily accessible self-care practices and community. And I'm really excited with a couple of things that I've been working on in the background and which will be released this year. So thank you very much for joining me today, and I look forward to catching up with you in the future and meeting you very soon at a virtual retreat. Thanks very much.